Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Woo! Carla B.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. I am your host, Carla B., and we have a super turned-up show for y'all tonight. We'll be speaking with indie artist Young Quick. His father is West Coast rap legend DJ Quick, and he'll be discussing how he found himself in the rap game, talking a little bit about his father, DJ Quick, his new mixtape, amongst other things. Keep in mind, y'all, that our studio line will always be open. You can feel free, don't be scared, to call in to 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. We'll also be taking questions from our Facebook and Skype friends. If you're on Skype, add us, please. Our Skype ID is eotmradio.com. And just so y'all know, our chat room is open, eotmradio.com. So if you're on the radio page, pretty please, we want you to like our radio page. That like button, y'all. Social media, it's what's up, right? Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Oh,
You guys, this is your girl Carla B, and hopefully I didn't scare our male listenership away, considering, you know, that's going to be my new theme song right there, Run the World Girls, Run the World Girls, and so hopefully I didn't scare anybody, but if I did, guess what, we just going to have to keep it moving, tonight. I'm excited, it's Friday night, so many great things in Los Angeles to do, EOTM, oh my God, we're doing so many great things, and I'll talk about that at the latter part of the show. Right now, y'all, I'm excited because I get the opportunity to speak with, I believe, one of the hottest up-and-coming rappers to the rap game on the West Coast. This is a young guy. He goes by the name of Young Quick. His birth name is Irwin Gentle. As I said, he goes by Young Quick. His father is the West Coast rap legend, DJ Quick. And he is actually debuting, I believe it's his first mixtape. He's doing some really great things, and he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing. We'll be featuring one of his tracks in a little bit, but I want to see if we can get Young Quick on the line. Young Quick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, just chilling right now.
That's great, that's great. Okay, so I hope that our theme song didn't scare you away a little bit, you know, considering Carol's one's
world. I was kind of, you know, skeptical for a minute. I'm like, wait, hold on, what's going on here?
Yeah, we promise not to hurt you too bad, Young Quick. But I gave the listeners a little bit of, like, a brief synopsis, if you will, just a little snapshot of you, just a brief one, though. So I need you to go ahead and elaborate a little more in regard to you, Young Quick, and just share with them a little bit more about you.
Basically, you know, I'm 23 years old. You know, I've been doing this music stuff. I started taking it serious, like, around, like, my early 20s. At the age of 16, when I started doing it, I just took it as a hobby. I said, you know, school is more important, you know, so I was,
okay,
like, I was just focused on school. And, you know, as you know, and I did home studies, so when I was doing home studies, of course, you know, you got nothing but time and opportunity on your hands. So I just continued writing more, you know, and I went to the studio and I recorded a song, and it sounded kind of weird to me because I wasn't used to hearing myself. So, you know,
okay,
I think that's every rapper's, you know, first, you know, instinct. Once they hear themselves on their first song, they'd be like, wait, what, huh? You know, because they're not used to hearing themselves. But as time went on, you know, I projected and became, you know, more comfortable with it. And, you know, once I reached, like, around the age of 21, that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to, you know, take it serious. I'm going to do this, you know, because everybody was telling me, you got talent, you know. So I said, all right, I'll give it a try.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we're definitely happy that you did. You know, when you talk about the rap game, I think that's typically how it goes. You know, I think a lot of, you know, the urban world, you know, young guys growing up, you know, they listen to the same kind of music really for the most part. And when they're hearing the rap on the radio, they're like, okay, wow, I can relate to this. And I see a lot of them trying to emulate stuff, so I could definitely relate to what you're saying, whereas in the beginning you wasn't really necessarily feeling it too tough, but, you know, it kind of grew on you, so we're happy it did, because it does seem like you have a really great future ahead of you, so, you know, with that I want to say kudos to you. So let me ask you this, considering your father is
DJ Quick was, you know, one of the reasons as far as you wanting to get into the rap game a little bit, you know, just behind seeing your dad's
honestly, I wouldn't sit here and say he was my reason to do it, because when you sit here and do the comparisons, my music compared to his, you know, we sound a whole, it's a different persona. And basically the way how I looked at it was, you know, he went off and made his own history. I can't follow in his footsteps, so I got to go off and make my own history elsewhere. So I wouldn't say he was the reason why I wanted to do this now.
Okay, that's what's up. So I had the opportunity to actually take a listen to some of your tracks. Before we feature some of them to our listeners, I want to ask you in regard to collaborations. Who would you like to collaborate with that you probably haven't already done so with yet?
Big Sean. Who else? I mean, there's not too many artists in the game that I would collaborate with, because it's like, when I listen to the music, I'm just like, oh, you know, how did I even make it in the studio with this song? Like, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it'd be, if there was anybody that I would want to work with badly, it'd definitely be Big Sean.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So I know that you have a upcoming mixtape that's going to be debuting a little bit later this month. Let's talk a little bit about that and how that came about as far as the compilation of tracks on that CD.
The tracks came about, I worked with a couple, you know, upcoming producers. I feel unsigned hype is always the best talent. That's just my opinion, you know, or whatever. And I worked with a couple, you know, upcoming producers, you know. They were kind of skeptical because, you know, they feel, yeah, West Coast artist, oh, he might not know how to do something to this down south track, you know, or whatever. But I worked with a couple artists, upcoming artists, once again, because, like I said, I feel unsigned talent is the best talent. And basically how I came up with the concept of Quick State of Mind, the mixtape, that being the title, I'm a real outspoken, blunt person. So everybody was just like, you know, you really state your mind at all times. So I said, quick state of mind, huh? And that's what I did with this album. You know, I some tracks, you know, I went through some things in some past relationships. I, you know, jotted it down on paper, expressed it on the track, how I felt about it. You know, it was no holds barred. It was, okay, I'm stating my opinion. I'm getting my issue across the board with anybody.
Right.
It's not a beef mixtape, or it's not like I'm taking shots at anybody. It was just, I said how I felt often.
Right. So in regards to this particular mixtape, who are some of the, are you working with? I know you said you're dealing with a lot of unsigned artists.
Yeah, this mixtape, I worked with none but unsigned artists. Because, like I said, unsigned hype is the best. You got rappers in the game, you'd be like, I'd rather work with this person. He unsigned, he more talented, you know. So I didn't really work with no big names. The next mixtape, yeah, we already drawn up the storyboard for that one. And, you know, some artists on that one. But this one was just straight what I wanted to do. Nobody gave their input.
Okay, that's what's up. So considering you're here, Young Quick, on the West Coast, and you're doing your thing, and, you know, I'm sure that you feel the kind of stigmata, if you will, when it comes to West Coast rap. So I guess, you know, my question to you is, you know, what are your feelings deep down in regards to the way West Coast rap is going? How do you feel about that? Are you happy? Are you disappointed?
Honestly, it's irrelevant to me based off the fact that, you know, West Coast music was in back in, you know, the 90s, you know. You know, in order to get the West Coast back on the map, you got to pull people like Snoop Dogg. You got to pull, you know, Dr. Dre back in the studio on that MP3 beat machine. You got to pull in a lot of people just to get the West Coast back on the map. And, like, with me, the way I rap, you know, I come with a different persona. I don't want to be just known as a West Coast artist. I want people, when they hear the music, like, oh, okay, where he from? He's from L.A., California. Damn, man, he rapping like them. That's the, you know, image that I want from people.
Right. Well, I can definitely say that there's a lot of great new talent coming from the West Coast. It's a beautiful thing. We got some really major players right now. So I see the tide already turning, and which is, I think, is a really great thing, especially for West Coast music, which is, in my opinion, universal. So what I want to do right now, Yonkwek, we're going to go ahead and play one of your tracks, which is titled Old Girl. So before we put it on, go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about this track.
Old Girl came about, it was in the studio. They would play the track for me. I kind of turned it down for a second. Then this dude, his name is Marka, he's an R&B vocalist. He came in, and he just started, oh, girl, you know, doing some little, you know, harmonies, and he laced it, and from there it was Old Girl.
Okay, that's what's
up. That's how that came about.
Okay, well, let's check it out right now. Listeners, I want you to make sure you leave a comment on our radio page. Let us know how you feeling. Yonkwek's Old Girl, check it out now.
Oh, girl. 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 Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the E-Buzz Show. This is your girl, Carla B., and I am actually sitting, I'm chatting with Young Quick, one of the hottest indie artists to come to the, to spit some fire on the West Coast. I'm definitely representing all things universal music. I'm just going to put it like that. Some of his influences are the Dog Pound, Snoop Dogg, Mac 10, Ice Cube, N.W.A., Westside Connection, Nate Dogg, Warren G., Dr. Dre, of course, Eazy-E, MC Ren, MC Bree, Tupac, and last but not least at all, his father, DJ Quick. And we're talking with Young Quick. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what I hear, well, first off, let me just say, definitely give you, pay homage to you for that track that we just featured. That was definitely hot. I'm definitely going to have to rep it as a hit. So we'll definitely be rotating that track on our different shows under our network. So kudos to you on that. So your mixtape, tell us, Young Quick, when is it coming out?
July 27th.
Okay, all right. It's coming out July 27th. It's called Quick State of Mind. It's a brand new mixtape. And so July 27th, where can our listeners go cop it?
I may be on Hot New Hip Hop on all the hip hop websites. It'll be free for download.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's
$3.99.
All right. We'll definitely be looking for that. We have a caller. And I believe it is a very special guest, one of our great friends from Velvet Rope Entertainment, Donald Caraway. You are live. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Carla?
I'm good.
Hey, Young Quick, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, do you have a video to that track that you just put out there?
Nah, we don't have a video to that.
Oh, it sounds like we got some work to do.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. But no video for that.
Okay.
Okay, we're definitely looking forward to seeing one.
So
yes,
what's going
sir.
On, Tyler?
Yes,
how's things?
Hold on one second.
Okay, things are definitely
hold
great. Donald, I know that you and Young Quick, you guys have some great, great things planned, for his music. He's doing great things. So you could definitely, I don't know if you're at liberty to share what, but I'm going to definitely give you a platform. We've got about 5 minutes, so I want you to share what it is you want to share.
Well, first of all, it's been a pleasure working with Young Quick because he's a great artist to work with, and he has a lot of great ideas as far as, like, some of the things that he wanted to do.
Okay.
I won't elaborate on too much, but as far as like his CD, his mixed tape listening party
right.
that we're giving will be in August, at the end of August.
Okay.
And
okay.
We pulling out all stops on this. So if you hear me, come on through, and it's going to be cracking straight up.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I want to know, I know definitely I want you guys to be able to share as to how our listeners, because I know a lot of listeners probably didn't even know that DJ Quick had a son. Now they find out he has a son, and his son is actually in the rap game as well. So they want to connect. So also, if you can share Young Quick or Donald, definitely ways for them to be able to contact Young Quick. And then, of course, Donald, I want you to share, you know, give your shouts out and share. You're doing a lot of great things within the management entertainment world as well. So I want to pay homage to you also.
For sure, for sure.
Okay. I'm gonna let Quick take the reign on this one.
Okay.
In order to get in contact with me, just hit up Donald. He'll definitely take care of everything, collaborations, appearances, shows, all of that or whatnot. So you can basically reach him at his email. Go ahead and get the people your email, Donald.
Yeah, DonaldC@velvetruffentertainment.com. Just hit me up and, you know, we can just talk.
That's what's up. That's Donald C. at Velvet Ropes Entertainment. Entertainment is ENT.com. So definitely make sure you hook up with Donald in regards to that. Quick, are you on Twitter by any chance?
No, I'm really not a Twitter fan like that. I'm not. I just don't care to Twitter or whatnot. You can find me on Facebook all day.
Okay, cool. So what's your Facebook?
It's Young Quick. YongQuick.
Okay, cool. So tell us, we got about 2 minutes, so I want to let the listeners know exactly what's dropping, what date, when it's dropping, and where they can find your mixtape on the 20th, I think you said the 27th.
The 27th. HotNewHipHop.com, thatpiff.com, DATPISS.com. Those two websites will be available for download.
All right, cool. And also, you know, I'll let you know, Donald, send us the information on the download, and we'll be happy to put it on our official blog site as well. So then you can go ahead and put the EOTM blog onto your repertoire as well. So, you know, we got to support. Definitely we love indie. Our station is solely indie music. We play mainstream stuff, but, you know, that's our main passion is right there, just repping, you know, all things indie. So, you know, just definitely want to give kudos to you guys. And definitely after your mixtape drop, Young Quick, just want you to know that you can always come back, you know, to EOTM Radio. Let's talk about, you know, how it went. And then whatever upcoming mixtapes, you know, we'd definitely like to hear from you. Just want to let the listeners know, if you are an indie artist and looking for radio play, guess what? You're going to get it right here on EOTM Radio. Just email us, Radio Edited Music. Yes, Radio Edited Music. Say it again, Donald.
Carla, you are most definitely going to be at this party.
Oh, yeah.
I want you there fully loaded. With your crew, not drinking, but with your crew and
coffee
and do what you do.
Okay, that's what's up. We'll definitely be there. What's the information on the event, Donald?
It's going to be at the latter part of August, around about maybe in between August 26th, 7th, around about that time in Hollywood. It's going to be a red carpet event, and we're going to have surprise guests. We're going to have live performances. It's going to be something for Young Quick to remember for his very first coming out of the pocket. This is Young Quick.
We gotta do it big. Wow. Well, I definitely look forward to getting the information on that. We'll put it out. We'll put some blogs up. Make sure you send me the links to his mixtape. We'll make sure we premiere it and do some press on it for you guys as well. You guys, that's our time. Young Quick, Donald Caraway, thanks so much for giving us a portion of your Friday evening. Go ahead, y'all. Go out and enjoy yourself. Use the latter part of the day.
Definitely.
Get your jiggy on and all that good stuff. Thanks, y'all. Listeners, make sure before you exit our radio page, pretty please subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because guess what? You're not going to want to miss what EOTM Radio Networks have in store. Until next time, y'all, peace and blessings. Carla D's out.
I love you.